Tonight we're going to discuss an issue relating to Hilchos Rosh Hashanah. We're going to talk about the Makri and the Tzikios. Not so much Halacha L'maaseh, although a little bit of Halacha. There are certain rules that govern Hilchos Brachos that should be universal. Should be universal to all brachos, and there may be some anomalies in the way these rules play out in Hilchos Shofar. So I want to start with just maybe questioning some of the halachos that we find in Hilchos Shofar, and then maybe arriving at some sort of understanding of how it works, of what exactly the role of the makri is, and what exactly the nature of the mitzvah of tekios exactly is. If you look in Shulchan Aruch in Hilchos Shofar in Siman Tavkuf Pehei Seif Beis, which is source number one, Shulchan Aruch writes, Kodim Shiyitka Yevarech. Before you blow shofar, you say a bracha. And what bracha? Lishmoa kol shofar. You say the bracha, lishmoa kol shofar. And we've discussed many times already, and it will come up again probably later in tonight's shir, that the Rush in the fourth parak of Maseches Rosh Hashanah quotes Machlokas Rishonim what the Nusach HaBracha is, whether it's Lishmoa kol shofar or Litkoa b'shofar, because there may be two different understandings of what the nature of the mitzvah of shofar is. Is the mitzvah of shofar a mitzvah of tkia, or is it a mitzvah of shmia? But Shulchan Aruch passes very clearly, Lishmoa kol shofar. V'yavarech shechianu, and you also say shechianu, ve'ein chilek beinim yavarech la'atzmo shekvar yatzim yavarech lotzi acherim, afilu achi yavarech atokei ashtei brachas haniskaros. And this happens all the time. Someone blows shofar for himself or for a shul, and then he goes over to someone's house who was unable to make it to shul to blow for them. So still he says two brachas. He says both of the same brachas again for that person. V'yitka tashrat gimel pamim, v'tashat gimel pamim, v'tarat gimel pamim. The Ramah adds, "V'tov l'tkoa b'tzad yamin," and he should blow from the right side of his mouth, if possible. Now that's only a din l'chadchila. If he's unable, it's a min according to Shulchan Aruch, so it's really definitely preferable. But it's a din l'chadchila. It's not ma'akev. I asked Rav Shechter once, we have one of our Bali Tokei and Shul is unable to make a sound from the right side of his mouth for some reason. He's only able to blow from the left side of his mouth. Rav Shechter said, okay, no, you know, it's a din l'charchila that it should blow from the right side, but it's not the end of the world. V'chein yafuch ha-shofar l'mala, the shofar should face upwards, shnemer, ala elokim b'trua. Now the Shulchan Aruch says that there are these two brachos on the shofar. Now, what if you say, but what happens sometimes is someone will be blowing shofar, and the shofar is just not working for him, and he needs to go to his backup shofar. It develops a crack or something happens, and he needs to go to his backup shofar. Do you then say a new bracha when a new shofar comes along? So the Mishnah Berurah, interestingly, quotes from a Sefer Binyan Olam. The Mishnah Berurah in Sifkatan, I'm not sure what Sifkatan it is, but the Mishnah Berurah right on the spot in Sif Beis over there writes, Ratzalomah shalu yomar litkoa b'shofar, delav b'tkiyat al yimisal b'shmiya. You don't say litkoa, you say lishmoa. Shara tokea lo shoma kol shofar lo yatzuk moshin zbar. If you blow shofar and you don't hear it, you're not yotzei. And you don't say l'shma b'kol shofar, because that makes it sound like whatever the shofar tells me to do, I'm going to do. Whatever the shofar says, I'm willing to follow the instructions of the shofar. But the shofar doesn't have instructions. You're just supposed to hear sounds from the shofar. Now, if you mess up the bracha in any of these ways, though, b'di'evin you're still yotzei. Now, here's where he starts quoting from the Sefer Minyan Olam. Im nata shofar be'emtza ha-tekios, ve'evil lo shofar acher. Let's say someone took away your shofar in the middle of the tekios, and they had to bring you a new shofar. Ein tzarich levarich. You don't have to say a new bracha on the new shofar. Aval bein bracha letchilas ha-tekios, tzarich levarich. But if you said a bracha and you haven't yet blown anything, and then they take away your shofar, and you have to, and they bring a new shofar for you, then you need to say a new bracha, because the bracha you said originally was on the previous shofar. So essentially what it's saying is that once you started blowing the tekios, the bracha you made had what to be chal on, it was chal in those tekios, and then when you get a new shofar, you don't need to make a bracha on the new shofar, because your bracha worked. Yeah, and as long as your bracha worked, you wouldn't say a new bracha. But if you made a bracha, and before you ever blew a single sound, you had to switch shofros, you have to say a new bracha, because that original bracha never worked, it never had what to be chal on. Now this would make some sense to me, or more sense to me, if he gave a number of how many tekios you had to get out with the first shofar. Meaning there is a midoraisa, let's say, you have to blow eser tekiyot, at least 10 kolos, and midrabanan 30 kolos you have to blow. So if he would have said, look, if you got 30 kolos out already, on the first bracha with the first shofar, then a new shofar comes, you have to make a new bracha. I'd understand that, because why would you make a new bracha? It's not even really part of the Iker Mitzvah anymore. Now we're just doing to get the Shloshim Kolos, or to be Mesadar El Malchis Achronos Shofros, or something like that, some sort of Hidur. So I understand that we're not going to make a new bracha, but that's not what he says. He says, as soon as you got a single sound out of the shofar, that's what it sounds like, as soon as you blew anything out of the shofar, then your shofar is replaced. You do not make a new bracha on the second shofar. Let me ask you something. You say the brachos, you blow tkia, solid tkia, and something happens, the shofar breaks or someone takes it away from you. And now you need a new shofar. What have you accomplished so far with the old shofar when you blew a single tkia? What did you accomplish halachically? Nothing. Right? Absolutely nothing on a daraisa level or a drabbanan level. Yeah, you accomplished absolutely nothing. So why is it that as long as you were able to make a sound, if they took a be'emtza tkios, and it doesn't say when be'emtza tkios, makes it sound like at any point in the tkios, that we would say, oh, okay, your first bracha was good enough. Your first bracha counted. So you don't have to say a new bracha. Why? Your first bracha was on nothing. It was on a single tkios.
But there was a call.
There was a call. But that call has no kiyum. There's no kiyum in that call. No kiyum mitzvah.
But it's l'shmoa, and then it doesn't say how many.
But the din is, in order to be yotzei the mitzvah, you're going to need at least on the daraisa level 10 kolos. So what is the logic for this halacha? So, meaning what you're driving at is that, and both of you probably are driving at, is that there's got to be something about that single call. That somehow that's the haschala of the mitzvah, or that's a partial kiyum, that there's got to be something with one kol. We know you're not yotzei the mitzvah yet, but there's got to be something, and maybe we will come back to that. Now, the Mishnah Brura goes on to say, in Sivkot and Yudches, if you look in source number 5, Hamispal Shachris Makra La Tokea, the guy who davens shachris should be makri to the tokeo. It's the lav davka, the guy who davens shachris. We have someone be makri. Ubemokom shiyeh shmor tzedek hu makri. If there's a rabbi there, so the rabbi should be the makri. That's the minhag, that the rabbi should be the one that calls out the tekiyos. Gam tekiyah rishona lo yikra lefanav, but the first tekiyah he shouldn't call out. Afal gav de lo shchiach kol kach shiyita. I'm sorry, yikra lefanav, afal gav de lo shchiach kol kach shiyita. He takes out the word lo, that you should be korei even the first tkia, even though it's not so common for people to make mistakes about the first tkia. I mean, how so you can get that wrong? It would be very odd if the tokea just blows a trua to start with, or a shvarim to start with. That would be very, that would probably not bode well for what's coming from that tokea. So, but some people call out that anyway. Pamachas lo hayuchon litko, vavach ha-shofar v'kara litocho, v'inoam v'shuv yachlu litko. Okay, that's not the part I wanted. Then he says that the makra and the tokeya, ha-makra v'ha-tokeya roilem sh'yilmudu heitev dinei ha-shofar v'seidra ha-tikiyos. It's important for the makra and the tokeya to learn the halachos very well, because sometimes some mistake is going to happen, or something's going to happen, so you have to know what to do to fix it up. So it's important to learn the halachos. Fine. But the Mishnah Brura says, that we're even makri that first tekiya. Now the Sharet Siyun on the spot in Oslam and Aleph quotes, where's this from, that we're even makri that first tekiya? From the Magen Avraham in the name of the Shla. But then says the Sharet Siyun, I don't know about this. Should we really have someone be makri the first tekiya? When would you be makri? The guy says a bracha, then you're makri tkiya, and then you blow the tkiya. Says Sharzion, Ubema Sain Zaborer. The Gam Shamsim Kuvchavches, if you've given in Messias Kapayim, Shinina Makri Nilban Mikra, the Chsiva Marlahem. Says, where does the idea come from that you'd be makri the first tkiya? It comes from that we where else do you call out for someone who's then going to do the mitzvah? We do that by Birchas Kohanim. The Kohanim are blessing the people, and the Chazan is calling out, or someone is calling out, the each word of the Pasuk of the Birchas Kohanim that they can respond to. And you even call out the first word of the pasuk after the bracha. So the kohanim say the bracha, you have someone be makri, and then they respond. So it seems to be a very nice parallel. Then over here also, the tokeah says the bracha, then the makri is makri the first tekiya, and then the tokeah blows. But he says, no. First of all, he says, if you look in Siman Kuf Chav Ches where we talk about Birchas Kohanim, there's a day quoted in Shulchan Aruch that you're not makra the first word. And the Gra holds that way. And he says, besides for that, when it comes to Birchas Kohanim, there's a remez in the pasuk that you need to be makra. Why do we have a makri by Tkiya Shofar? There's no remez in the pasuk. It's just a nice minhag as a way to keep the Baal Tokeya on track, or maybe let him breathe a little bit, let him catch his breath a little bit. But it's not something that has any remez in the pasuk. Velo b'shas, and you know where the sugya about a makri is? Nowhere. It doesn't exist in Shas. There is no such sugya in Shas. We just learned from Birchas Kohanim that we should apply the same thing here, so that the Makri doesn't make a mistake. Therefore, says the Shaar Tzion, V'lchein nirel aniyastayti, da'af t'sham tzarech linok ha'yesh omrim akre shekein nagu, even though by Birchas Kohanim we do our minhag, we do whatever our minhag is to call out all the words, mikal makom binyanenu b'makom she'ein minhag, Yoser Tov Shalol Lahakros Bitkir Rishona, Kideshli Yahefsek La Makre. That over here, when it comes to where there is no minhag, it's much better if you want to choose which minhag to do, not to be Makri the first Tkiah, says the Shaar Tzion. Because why? What's the problem? What's the. Because it's going to be a Hefsek. Now, let's think about this again. After he blew the first Tkiah, he blows one Tkiah. What has he accomplished? Nothing, right? Now you're going to call out a Shvarim Trua, or a Shvarim, right? What's the first one? A Shvarim. You can call out a Shvarim. He still hasn't done anything. Whatever hefsek you're going to have between the bracha and the first Tkiya, l'chora you also have between the first Tkiya and the Shvarim. Let him pump out 10 kolos, then he will have gotten the mitzvah under his belt, the Kiya mitzvah under his belt, and you still have a greater Hidurim to do, and then you can be Makri the rest. What's the difference between being makri between the bracha and the first tkiya versus being makri between the first tkiya and the second tkiya? He hasn't done anything anyway. So the truth is, I wasn't so bothered by this kasha, because we do have similar halachos when it comes to, let's say, bedikas chametz. A person's going to do bedikas chametz in his house. So it takes a long time to do bedikas chametz in the house. So nowadays, the poskim already write that the minhag is that nowadays, by the time we're doing bedikas chametz has been done 10 times over, and every room in the house is a makom shei machnis bo chametz after it was already cleaned, if that's in fact the metzius in your house. Meaning if, when we were growing up, I know, I think the generation above us was much more crazed about this than probably than our generation. Maybe it's just my mother more than my wife, I don't know, but I think that was something that for months in advance, you can't bring chametz there, so there was no, every place was makom shei machnis bo chametz, so that's why we do a quick bedika. We don't do but really technically, if every place is makom shei machnis bo chametz, you have to check really carefully all over the place. You have to check the house very, and it takes a long time. The bracha you say at the beginning though. So you're going to say a bracha on this mitzvah that's going to take for a couple of hours. It's going to take a couple of hours to do the mitzvah. You're not allowed to talk at all. The bracha is going on the whole mitzvah. So the halacha is in Shulchan Aruch that if you said the bracha and then you spoke before you even began the bedika, then you need to say the bracha again. That's absolute. That's no good. What if you began the bedika and in the middle of the bedika you speak? Then it's not appropriate. You're not supposed to. But if you did do that, you don't have to say the bracha again. Why not? Because you already began the mitzvah, and beginning the mitzvah counts for something also. So as long as you began the mitzvah, that means something as well. Now, that, l'chora, fits very nicely over here. That you don't have to have a kiyum a mitzvah. Let's say you were bodek half a room, or one room in your house. Were you mekayim the mitzvah yet? You weren't really mekayim the mitzvah yet. That's also, you didn't do anything yet, because you still have a whole house full of chametz. So l'chora would match very nicely the first tkiyah, unless you argue no. That by the first tkiya, you have zero kiyum. You have something that is going to be mitztarif to a kiyum. But if you are bodei chametz, you did the mitzvah of bedika on that room. Now, it could be that there are other rooms that you have to do a mitzvah bedika on, but you were mekayim the mitzvah bedika on the space where you did the bedika. And maybe that, at least, you minimally need. Meaning, for example, by tvilas kelim. So what's the halacha? If a person says a bracha al tvilas kelim, and he has a whole bunch of kelim with him, and he talks before he dips the first kli in the mikvah. Before he even dips the first kli in the mikvah. So what's the halacha? It's a hefsik. He has to say the bracha again. What if he already dipped one kli in the mikvah, and now he has to do the second kli, and he talks in between the first and the second? So what's the halacha? So he doesn't say a bracha again. The bracha was chal on that, and then the talking at that point is not such a great hafzik, is not such a critical hafzik, it's not appropriate, you shouldn't talk while you're doing tevila. A lot of people don't know this. You could talk mein yanei ha-tevila, but you shouldn't talk about other things, so you shouldn't talk after the tevila of the first kli. But if you did, you're not going to have to say the bracha again. What about the following? What if you said the bracha, you picked up the first kli, and you put it halfway in the mikvah? And you're about to put it all the way in. It's in one motion. And you talk before you dip it all the way in. Do you say nu bracha or you not say nu bracha? What do you say? No. You say you do not say nu bracha. I think the halacha is that you do say nu bracha. That if you talk over there before you've actually fully dipped a single kli, then that's like speaking before you've done anything. I mean, you haven't done any kiyum mitzvah. So, but I did something that's part of the mitzvah, because in order to get the kli fully in, I first have to put it halfway in, and then I put it all the way in. Yeah, that's part, it's going to be, whatever you did is going to be mitztaref to the mitzvah, but it's not the mitzvah yet. There's zero kiyum yet. It's not like bedikas chametz where you checked one room, because that room, you already did the mitzvah bedikas chametz. Or a tvilas kelim where you already toveled one kli. You did tvilas kelim on that one kli already. But if you only toveled half a kli, yeah, you did a maisa that's going to be something, and it's going to be mitzdarif with whatever else you do to make a tevilas kelim. But right now, you haven't done anything yet. You haven't done anything that's any sort of kiyum. And if you haven't done anything that's any sort of kiyum, and then you speak, it's going to be a hafsik in the brachos. So why is it? So that's really the kasha that I saw was asked by the Sefer Elohim Oda. I asked this kasha. Why is it that the Sharetzion says that when it comes to tkios, as long as the makri, isn't makri before the first tekiah, it's okay if he's makri after the first tekiah? What does the first tekiah do? It's like dipping a half a kli in the mikvah. You haven't gotten any kiyum whatsoever with the first tekiah. So why is he allowed to be makri at that point? So one possibility that some achronim suggest in terms of the makri is that they say that maybe the makri is a chelek of the tekiahs. Meaning maybe, in Ochinami, if someone were to talk something frivolous in between the first tekiah and the second tekiah, it would ruin the whole thing, and you have to say the bracha again. Let's say someone in shul, talks to his friend in the middle of the first tekiah. So maybe for himself, that was a hefsik for his bracha, because he had no kiyum in between the first tekiah and the second tekiah, and maybe he would have to say the bracha again for his own mitzvah, because you got nothing yet. Now, if you talk, one of the big... Lies they tell us, it's not really a lie, but it's something that in every shul I've ever been to, including this one, we announce no one should talk from now until the last kiyah after Musaf. Why not? And what would happen if we do? Would you say you already got your 30 kolos, the bracha's on 30 kolos. So yeah, lechachila we'd like the bracha to be chal and everything, but if you talk then it doesn't really ruin anything. But it's not a lie, because no one should talk from then until the end, and no one should talk during Musaf on Shabbos, and no one should talk during Kriyas HaTorah on Shabbos, and no one should. So it's not a lie. No one should talk at those points in davening, but. I forgot where I was going with that. So if a person is going to talk in middle, is going to talk to his child, let's say, is going to talk to the guy next to him, after the one tekiah was sounded, he got nothing yet. He has no kiyum mitzvah yet, and therefore he should have to say the bracha again. If he talks after 30 kolos are sounded, so fine, then he won't have to say the bracha again. So maybe, though, even though if you would talk something frivolous or something that's not related to the tekiahs, it's true you would have to say the bracha again after the if one spoke after the first tekiah, if one just spoke about something else about the ball game after the first tekiah, maybe it's true you would have to make the bracha again. But calling out the next call is not the same as speaking. Why is calling out the next call not the same as speaking? So some of the achronim want to suggest, because the makri is a chelik of the tekiahs. That becomes part of the mitzvah of tkiyos. What's the raya that the makri is part of the mitzvah of tkiyos? The Magen Avraham in Tavkov Pehe, Sivkat Nivalef, writes that not only should the Baal Tokeya have deep kavanos, but the makri also. Magen Avraham writes, Hamispal Shachs Makla Tokeya, Gam Tkiya Rishon Yikra Lefanav. And then he says, V'tov Shia Tokeya Yodea L'chavina Sodos, the Tokeya should know how to have deep kavanos, V'imlo Azay Al Kol Panim Ya Makra Yodea. At least the makra should know these things. Ukshemakri yichavin asodos, and he quotes from the Shlach Hakadosh for those who are kabbalistically inclined that at least the makra should know the sodos when he's calling out the tkiyos. Why does it help if the makra knows the sodos? He's not blowing the shofar. The tokeh is blowing the shofar. Makra is just keeping him on track. It sounds from the Magen Avraham that the makra is not just keeping him on track. That somehow his kavanos are mitzarif to the shofar, to the tkiyos that are being blown. But he's not the one blowing. Elamai, what you see from that Magen Avraham is that maybe the makri is part of the tkiyos. What's the minag? That the makri goes to the mikvah also. The Matat Ephraim quotes the minag. The makri, not only does the Baal Tokeah go to the mikvah, the makri also goes to the mikvah. Not only does Baal Tokeah wear a kittel, the makri wears a kittel. Why? What's he doing already? He's just saying the words that the Baal Tokeah is gonna blow. What's he doing? Elamai, maybe you see from there that he gets a chelik. In fact, the Matat Ephraim says the makri should do extra tshuva in advance of Rosh Hashanah. I mean, just like everyone should do tshuva, but still, it's a bigger inyan. Like just like a shliach tzibur would do tshuva. Why is he a shliach tzibur? He's just pointing in the sitter, in the machzor, where the guy should blow from. So it seems that you see from here that the makri is part of the tekiah, and because part of the tekiah really meikar adin, he could be makri the first call, like the Mishnah Berurah said. It's not going to be a hefsek if he's makri the first call. It's not the same as talking in between the bracha and tevilas kelim and being tovel the first kli. It's not like talking in between the bracha and bedikas chametz and being bodek a little bit. It's not the same. And therefore, he could even be makri the first kol because he's part of the tekiah. The problem with that is that that's a very great chiddush to say that the makri is part of the tekiah, and it's especially a great chiddush considering that, as we mentioned before, you know where the big sugya in Shas is about a makri? It doesn't exist. There's nothing in Shas about a makri. It doesn't. The whole topic doesn't exist in Shas. This is a later minhag. So you're going to say that when they institute the idea of a makri, that becomes a chelik of the tekiahs? Who authorized rabbis after the time of Shas to institute a new chelik of the tekiahs? Very, very difficult to say. And if you notice, all the rayas we had were about Midos Chasidus. It was about deep kavanos of sodos, and going to the mikvah, and extra tshuva. They weren't about the actual kima mitzvah. I mean, it wasn't about anything that actually relates to the mitzvah. We don't say a chereshet v'katan can't be a makri or anything like that. It's not about the mitzvah of shofar itself. Or someone who's not a bar chiyuva is not going to be able to be motzi, just like the Baal Tokeah has to be a bar chiyuva to be motzi other people, so that you need a makri that's a bar chiyuva also. We don't say any such thing, right? That doesn't exist. Because really, mikra din, the makri is not at all a part of the tekiah shofar. So why isn't it a hefsek then? Yeah?
Maybe it's not a din in the makri per se, but it's a din in hefsek. Anytime you have
hefsek,
that's
no gaya
to the mitzvah.
Ah, so that's what I thought was the pashtus also. That by the makri, he's not being mafsik with just stam dibur. He's being mafsik with something that relates to, it's the past the salt situation, when you wash and you haven't made a motzi yet, so that halacha is you're allowed to ask for the salt. You're allowed to say it with words. You're allowed to ask. That's not considered a hefsek, because it's me'inyan what you're doing. It's me'inyan what the bracha is about. So maybe that's the pashas why the makri is not a hefsek. The question really still remains, whichever of these approaches you want to take, is what's the difference between before the first tekiah and after the first tekiah? Bottom line is, first tekiah you've accomplished absolutely nothing. So why would there be a difference between before the first tekiah and after the first tekiah? So I'm going to share with you an approach that I saw in this Sefer Elohim Adai, Rabbi Schlesinger, I got his first name. It's Rabbi Elio Schlesinger. Rav in Shchunat Gilo in Makor Chaim. Okay, so very nice Talmud Chacham, is beautiful Sefer on Moadim. So he suggests the following approach, and if we have time, maybe I'll point out to you a related discussion from Mori Varabi Rav Shechter. So what he suggests as follows: we know the machlokas between the Rishonim that the Rosh quotes, and I've mentioned it earlier tonight. whether the mitzvah of shofar is a mitzvah of shmiya or a mitzvah of tkiya. And that reflects itself in the Nusach HaBracha. And in fact, you find this is very clear that the Nusach HaBracha is going to make a difference, and that there's at least a possibility that the mitzvah of shofar could be a mitzvah of shmiya, a mitzvah of hearing it, or it could be a mitzvah of tkiya. In fact, if you look in the Rambam, in Hilchos Shofar Sukkah V'Lulav, Perek Aleph Halacha Aleph, in source number 10, mitzvah saseh shel Torah lishmoa truas haShofar b'Rosh Hashanah. Very clearly the Rambam says the mitzvah is to hear the shofar. Then the Rambam goes on to say, and the shofar that we blow on Rosh Hashanah, whatever shofar you blow, whether it's Rosh Hashanah or whether it's on Yovel, where there's a mitzvah to blow shofar, he describes what the shofar should look like, what it should be made from. Fine. Look at the Rambam in source number 11, Hilchos Shmita v'Yovel, Perek Yud Halacha Yud. The Rambam describes the shofar that we use for Yovel and the mitzvah. Mitzvah sasei litkoa b'shofar ba'asiri l'tishrei b'shnas Yovel. That on Yom Kippur of the Yovel year, the mitzvah is litkoa. So even within the Rambam, you see that there's, depending on which mitzvah of shofar we're talking about, whether it's the mitzvah of shofar that we do on Rosh Hashanah or the mitzvah of shofar we do on Yovel, there could be two possibilities of what the nature of the mitzvah is. And the way the Rambam understands it is that on Rosh Hashanah it's a mitzvah shmiya, by Yovel it's a mitzvah tekiya. Other Rishonim say no, even on Rosh Hashanah it's a mitzvah tekiya. That's what the Rosh quotes in the 10th parak, in the 4th parak rather, in Siman Yud of Maseches Rosh Hashanah. He says Rabbeinu Tam holds that the bracha should be al tekiyas shofar, because that's the mitzvah. Whereas the Rav Yah quotes from the Yerushalmi that no, the bracha is Asher Shofar Sosan l'shmoa b'kol shofar, because the bracha is the shmiya, and that's the shita of the Bahag as well. Good, so that is the basic discussion, whether it's a mitzvah shmiya or a mitzvah tekiya. Now the Levush in Siman Tav Kuf Pei Hei has an interesting raya based on the fact the Levush writes. He writes a very, very interesting thing. He says that kodem sheyitka yivarich lishmoa kol shofar v'lo litkoa. He says clearly the mitzvah has to be lishmoa, not litkoa. How do I know this? He says delav b'tekiya tal yemilsa el b'shmiya. It's not about being tokei. It's about hearing. The alfin in the Gemara Mikra shekol Yisrael yotzin b'tkiya achas v'zei yefshar el b'shmiya, because the Gemara says, the Gemara learns from a pasuk that all of Klal Yisrael could be yotzei with one tekiya, and the only way all of Klal Yisrael is ever going to be yotzei with one tekiya is if everybody's hearing it. So if that's a din l'chachil that all of Klal Yisrael could be yotzei with one tekiya, it must mean that the mitzvah is only shmiya. Otherwise, all of Klal Yisrael wouldn't be yotzei with one tekiya. So a couple of problems with that raya. What are the problems with that raya? That if all Klal Yisrael is being yotzei with one tekiya, he says it's got to be that the mitzvah is only lishma, the mitzvah is not litkova. Now, the mitzvah of Mikra Megillah, is lishma Megillah or Mikra Megillah? It's Mikra Megillah, right? Now, you come to shul. How many people read the Megillah? One person. Everyone else is yotzei. All the Klal Yisrael could be yotzei with one person reading the Megillah, in fact. And how would everyone be yotzei? Well, it's a very basic concept. Shomei HaKohanah. So we'd be Yotzei Shomei HaKohanah as well by shofar. So maybe you say, no, wait a second. Shomei HaKohanah is maybe Shomei HaKohanah only works by mitzvahs of dibur. That Shomei HaKohanah, when I hear someone else's voice, but Shomei, some sound, a note, maybe you don't say Shomei HaKohanah by such a thing. Okay, there's a bigger problem with the Lush. This Gemara that he quotes, that we have a pasuk from which we learn that all the Klal Yisrael could be Yotzei with one shofar. You know where that Gemara is? Nowhere. The Gemara doesn't exist. He could fool you, because there's a similar Gemara. The Gemara says in Maseches Sukkah that all of Klal Yisrael could sit in one sukkah. In fact, that's what the Balei Musar point out. If you look in the Gemara at the beginning of Avodah Zarah, when it says HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to challenge the Goyim in the end of days, when they complain and they tell you, how could it be? You gave Klal Yisrael all these opportunities for mitzvahs. We never had a chance. If we only would have had a chance, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, yeah, mitzvah kali yeshli, I have one mitzvah. Why don't you try it? And he gives them the mitzvah of sukkah, because it's so cheap and it's so easy. It used to be cheap to have a sukkah. So it was so cheap, everyone could try this mitzvah kala of sukkah. And the Goyim, and they build the sukkah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is motzi chama min atik. He takes the sun out and he makes it boiling hot. He makes it like Miami, and they all go out of there. So everyone call echad the echad yoshev b'sukkah. So Kodesh Baruch Hu makes it sunny. They all get out and they kick the sukkah and they go out in a huff and they fail the test. But there are a lot of things to learn from that Gemara. One of the things about the Musar point out is, whereas the Gemara in Sukkah highlights that Kol Yisrael is yotzei b'sukkah echad, Kol Yisrael could be yoshev b'sukkah echad in one sukkah, the Gemara, when it describes how the Goyim are going to do the mitzvah of Sukkah, Las Lavo, is Kol Echad Ve'Echad Yoshev B'Sukkaso, that everyone sits in his own Sukkah. And maybe that's where they went wrong. That Klal Yisrael does a mitzvah, we do it together. They do a mitzvah, they did it, each one is just worried about himself, each one doing it separately. Okay, I'm Musarvan. But that's where the Gemara says that everyone could be Yotzei in one, by Sukkah. It doesn't say, because the Gemara is discussing, there's a sheet of Reb Lazar. Reb Lazar holds that you need to sit in the same Sukkah for all of Yantiv. You're not allowed to go to someone else's Sukkah. You have to stay in your same Sukkah for the whole Yantiv. So they discuss how that's going to fit with Kol Yisrael being Yotzei with the Sukkah Echad. But that's what the Gemara says. It never says it about Shofar. So it's a very, very difficult Mavush to understand. In fact, Rav Si Pesach Frank points out that it's incorrect. And he says, and besides, if you wanted a source that you're Yotzei by hearing the Shofar without making someone your Shliach per se, there's a Gemara that talks about if you're walking by a shul and you hear the shofar. And the Gemara says if you pause and have kavanah to be Yotzei, you're Yotzei. That's it. You're Yotzei. Yotzei the mitzvah. So from that Gemara you see that the mitzvah is only the Shmiya. Hey, why doesn't he just quote that Gemara? Was it, instead of making up a Gemara, it's a much better Gemara to quote. But anyway, the machlokas we showed him, whatever rayas we're going to bring, and there are other rayas. The Yeshus Yaakov points out the Gemara in Daf Chav Tes and Rosh Hashanah says that a chatzi yevid and a chatzi ben chorin can't blow for himself, even though normally someone who normally the rule is anything that you can't do yourself, you can't have a shliach do for you. Anything that I'm not able to do myself, I can't appoint a shliach to do for me. So v'chatziyev v'chatzi ben chorin can't blow shofar for himself, how could it be yotzei with someone else? Unless you say it's a mitzvah of shmiyah. He's not being yotzei from someone else. He's being yotzei by himself, hearing the shofar. It's just that you need someone else to create the call, but his mitzvah is the mitzvah of shmiyah. So that's Yeshua Yaakov's raya, that it's a mitzvah of Shmiyah. Fine, you have all these wonderful rayas, that it's a mitzvah of Shmiyah, mitzvah of Tekiyah, possibly, and the Shagasari says maybe it's a little bit of both. Says the Sefer Elei Mo'adai, says Rabbi Schlesinger, maybe it is a mitzvah of both. There's a mitzvah of Shmiyah and there's a mitzvah of Tekiyah. And the nature of the two mitzvahs is entirely different. The Ritva Maseches Sukkah in Daf Lamed Aleph discusses the concept of mitzvah Abba Baveira. The Gemara in Maseches Sukkah, Luluf HaGazel, the first Mishnah in Luluf HaGazel, tells us that a Luluf HaGazel is possible. If you have a stolen Luluf, it's possible. Why is a stolen Luluf possible? Because it's a mitzvah Abba Baveira, or because of Lachem. Right? Different reasons, that big Tosos in the first Amud in Luluf HaGazel discusses this. There's a lot to talk about in that. The Yerushalmi says, because Vein Kategor Nasa Senegor, also a bit of a different take. But the Ritva over there discusses the general concept of mitzvah Baba Veira. And if you look at that Ritva, it's the last source in the packet over here. Sukkah Gezula. Vasikna depligi bishatakav es chaveru vahutzio mi sukasa. What's an example of a Sukkah Gezula? If you grab someone and you throw him out of his Sukkah, the Rablazos over Karkain and Exeles, Rav Lazar holds karka can't be stolen, the sukkah shu'uli here, and therefore it's only a sukkah shu'ula. But Rav Lazar holds a person can't be yotzei even in a borrowed sukkah, and the Rabbanan holds you can be yotzei in a borrowed sukkah. V'hikshu b'tosos, Tosos asks the question, mikol makom, kivan shetak v'mechavero, ha'ika mitzvah ba'aveira. Even if you're going to say that it is lachem, that it's not called the sukkah gzula, or that you're allowed to use someone else's sukkah, there's no din of lachem by sukkah. But at the very least, it's a mitzvah Baba Avera. If you go in someone's sukkah and mug them and throw them out of the sukkah, that's an Avera. That's not allowed. You're not allowed to do that in Judaism. So it's at least a mitzvah Baba Avera if you do that. How could you be Yotzei the sukkah? So it says the Ritva, V'tirtzu d'lo amin mitzvah Baba Avera ela b'davar shuba l'ratzos. When do we say mitzvah Baba Avera? Only by mitzvos of ritzui. Very difficult word to translate. I'm not sure what the best translation is. For a lack of a better translation, a mitzvah that's meant to butter up HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A mitzvah that's meant to sort of make HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's hard to say, mitzvah that's meant to make HaKadosh Baruch Hu happier with the Jewish people. That's all mitzvahs. But it's a mitzvah that's more like tefillah. That it's a mitzvah that's more directly sort of being meratzev for things that we did, sort of appeasing HaKadosh Baruch Hu in a more direct way than other mitzvahs would normally be. Only mitzvos of ritzui we say mitzvah baba avera. What are mitzvos of ritzui? Kigon, karbon, bringing a karbon is ritzui, that's how we get kapara for averos. Shofar, the lulav v'chayotzei behem. So first of all, it's a chiddush alulav is a mitzvah of ritzui. But notice all of these mitzvahs of ritzui have to do with tefillah or avoda. Right, the mitzvah of lulav we do during halal, shofar we do actually during davening. They all somehow are tefillah or avoda related. Shofar is a mitzvah of ritzui. That's what clearly emerges from the ritva. So Rabbi Schlesinger suggests the following mahalach. He says that maybe the idea of ritzui that you get from the shofar is accomplished with the very first sound. And many of the ramazim and the meaning that Chazal ascribed to the shofar may already be accomplished with the very first sound. The kiyum mitzvah of tkiyas shofar maybe is not accomplished with the very first sound. He says maybe the mitzvah shmiya is to have that sense of ritzui. The mitzvah shmiya is uru yishena mishinascha. How long would a shofar have to blow to wake you up? A second, it blows, boom, you're up. A mitzvah shmiya maybe, and the ritzui element of the mitzvah shmiya maybe is accomplished with the very first sound of the shofar. Elam mahi, you still have to do all the kolos because you have a mitzvah tchia to hear the shofar, to blow the shofar. For example, the Gemara Rosh Hashanah says that the shofar should be bent. Why? Kama dekayef inshi inish daite tfei mali. The more that we're kafuf, the more that we're humbled in front of Kodesh Baruch Hu, the better it is. What's that a din? Is that a din in tkiya? So that's not a din in tkiya, that's a din in the message of the shofar. And it's halacha, it's not just stam and agarta, that the shofar has to be bent for that reason. So what's that a din in? It's a din. It's a din in the effect, the musr of the shofar. It's a din in the uri yishen mishinaschem of the shofar. And that's accomplished by the first call. That's what he suggests. And therefore he says, the makri to call out a call before the first call is blown is a hafsik. And that explains what the Shartzion holds. Shartzion holds, the makri should not call out the first call, shouldn't call out the first tkiya, because that's a hafsik. But once you blow the first call, then the makri can call out. Why? Where's your kiyum? You got nothing. You just blew one sound. How's that a kiyum of anything? It is a kiyum, he says. It's a kiyum of the mitzvah shmiya. So you got half, you got a chelek of the kiyum of shofar. Once you got a chelek, you got some sort of kiyum, then the makri is allowed to call out the other sounds. The shiurim of the tkiyos, how long each tkiyah has to be, all of that, that's the mitzvah tkiyah. That's not the mitzvah shmiya. That's the technical element of the mitzvah. That's why, even in the Chumash, the Yontav Rosh Hashanah is called the Yom Teruah, it's also called Zichron Teruah. Yom Teruah is mitzvah tkiya, Zichron Teruah may be mitzvah shmiya. It's all the things that it's supposed to bring to mind when we blow the shofar. And that explains why it is that we started with the Shulchan Aruch Paskins, that one says two brachos on the shofar, and the Mishnah Berurah points out that if a new shofar comes, then you don't say a new bracha as long as you already blew something from the first shofar. What do you mean blew something? If you didn't blow 30 kolos, you got nothing. You didn't blow at least 10 kolos, you got nothing. No, as long as you blew something, because then you got something out of the first shofar. You at least got the mitzvah shmiya out of the first shofar. And if you think about it, that it doesn't really, other. If you don't say like this, it doesn't really parallel normal hilchos brachos. What would happen normally if you say a bracha on a food, and then another food came along that wasn't there, and this food was taken away? How close would that food have to be in order for the bracha you said originally to go on the new food that came without requiring new bracha? If you look in source number 3, the Shulchan Aruch and Hilchos Birchas HaPeiros in Siman Reish Vav, Ein Mevarchim Lo Alocha Lo Mashka Sheyaviu Lefanav. First of all, you're not supposed to say a bracha unless the food is there. Birich V'Achar Kach Yaviu Lefanav. Let's say you said a bracha and then they brought the food. Saruch Levarich Pamacheres. You need to say a bracha again. Aval misha birich al peiros shalafanav va'achar kach hiviu lo yoser me oso amin omi min acher shebirchaso ki birchas harishon. If you made a bar priyat on an apple and then they brought out oranges, ain't it tzarich levarich? You don't have to say a new bracha. But says Rama v'tov lizar lechachila lios daito al kol ma sheyaviu lo. That at least you should have in mind whatever they may bring you. Now sounds from the Rama that why should you have in mind whatever they may bring you? Because it's at least a suffix. That if you don't have in mind whatever they may bring you, it at least creates a problem. It at least is a problem that should be avoided. that if something's going to come later, that, now by shofar, there's no such hakpada. You have to have in mind whatever shofar they may bring you. The Shulchan Aruch just said straight without the Ramah commenting that as long as you got a sound out of the first shofar, any other shofar that comes, you don't have to say nu bracha without this hakpad of the Ramah. But l'chadchila, have in mind any other shofar that they might bring you. Why the difference? So it could be because the bracha and shofar has to be on a kiyum, on a mitzvah, and you had a kiyum with that first tekiah, with that first sound. Now that's the approach of Schlesinger takes. I find it too mechudish. I find it too much of a chiddush to say that a single tekiah is a kiyum of anything, and to say that there's tzvei dinim in the mitzvah of shofar, that is obvious that there's a technical element and that there's an uri yishani mishinaskim element. But to say that there are different gedarim to those dinim, I think is very difficult to say. It seems extremely difficult to say because we don't find anywhere other than this halacha in Hilchos Brachos, we don't find anywhere in Hilchos Shofar, meaning about the actual halachas of Shofar, that there's any sort of kiyum. Meaning, let's say, for example, the following. Let's say a person... blew a single tekiah. So would you say he's less of a bar chiyuva than someone who didn't blow anything yet? Would he be on a lower level of a bar chiyuva? Yeah.
So yeah. I think it's called that front sale, the first tekiah. So what's the law?
Well, I mean, meaning, anyway, you'd have to hear other tekiahs, but according to what he's saying, he got a partial kiyum, but not a full kiyum, so in order to get the full kiyum, he needs to hear all of the brachas. I'm trying to think where it would make a difference to say that he has some sort of kiyum by hearing the first call. But it would be saying that he's less of a bar chiyuva, that he was already mekayim a chelek of the mitzvah, which doesn't really matter, because even if you're mekayim the whole mitzvah, you can still blow for other people, because you still have arvus that would allow you to blow for other people. I just found the whole approach seemed so mechudashtik, it seemed so new to me. Rav Shechter has an entirely different approach I don't really have time to get into now, but essentially what it works on is that there's a distinction between a maisa mitzvah of shofar and the kiyuma mitzvah of shofar. That it could be the maisa mitzvah is the tekiah. Not could be, it is. The maisa mitzvah is the blowing of the shofar. The kiyuma mitzvah comes only with the shmiah. And with that, he explains a lot of the problems that we have with shofar. A lot of the issues that come up with shofar. That some halachos of shofar are din in the maisa, and some halachos are din in the kiyum. Mitzvah baba vera, for example, is that you have to look at each element, at each halacha you're going to say about shofar, and say, is this a din in the maisa, or is this a din in the kiyum? And then you'll be able to see what fits with the tekiah, what fits with the shmiah. The Maror Makomos are there in the back, if anyone wants to take a look at that piece. But we're out of time for that. So, achziv achzimatovet to everybody.